RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in on a Tuesday. Someone texted in, is it a Ticket Tuesday? No, it's not. It's not a Texans Ticket Tuesday. It was last week.
It is a Texans Ticket Tuesday.
It is not. It is not. Tuesday. Yeah, it is. It is not. It is not. Just a regular Tuesday. Good times to be had, though. A regular Tuesday that leads into a Wednesday, and Wednesday being New Year's Eve, tomorrow, college football playoffs get back and rolling. And the games are a lot of people are feeling good about. Now you got some of those teams that many people believe deserve it out the way. And now you got...
I know what you're doing.
I was meeting James Madison. And not A&M.
I'm sensitive right now, A&M. Okay?
Talking about James
wearing Madison. This damn Aggie shirt.
Just talking about James Madison and Tulane is what I was referencing.
I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. The anger sharks are swimming in my head.
But no, man, it gets going. I want to go through some of these games and get your thoughts on some things, Clint. The Cotton Bowl gets going in Dallas or Arlington, wherever the hell it is. It gets going tomorrow, and it's a standalone game, and it's Miami and Ohio State. And a lot of people still believe Ohio State's the best team in the country. Clint, I think we both have kind of some wonders about that when you look. They just haven't played, you know, a great schedule. They played two teams, and to be honest, they haven't really looked great. Like, great. They beat Texas, but then they lost low-scoring games to Indiana. But the big news going to this game is Ryan Day, the head coach, he is taking over play calling. Panic move, surprising move. You think this is – how do you think this fares, Ryan Day deciding to take
over? What led to that? I don't know the background.
I know their background their, I know their OC is going
– Hartline. He left – where'd he go? USF?
USF. But he's still supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Throughout, but Ryan Day has decided to take over.
I think it has more to do with that. Like when you're taking over a new program, your offensive play caller's taking over a new program, you're in two different places. And when your play caller is going somewhere to be a first time head coach, he's obviously going to be, that's going to be number one priority. Now we're watching what's going on at Ole Miss and LSU, and Lane Kiffin has been vocal, just can't help but be in the spotlight. But he's been vocal about letting his offensive coordinator at LSU next year stay with the Ole Miss team and do Ole Miss things. And so that's offensive coordinator to offensive coordinator, right? When you're looking at Ohio State, Hartline's going to be a head coach. And so splitting those duties, I just think this is probably the right thing to do for Ryan Day, is to take the play calling duty, take complete command of the offense and not have someone with one leg in, one leg out. Understandably so, but to create a little bit of consistency there and continuity there. And
it's also not like he's not great at it. That's how he got the job.
Been pretty good. He's been pretty damn good.
That's how he got the job. Yeah. I expect him to be more aggressive, to be honest with you. His team's more open, seemed to be more opened up.
Yeah.
And they were more of a run team this year, even though they've got two top 10 pick receivers on this team. I think we could see a more aggressive point scoring on
Ohio State. Well, the Julian Sayin kid that was ended up fourth in the Heisman race and Heisman voting. I mean, look, he's a good player, but he's a young player, and so I think they're going to be conservative offensively, even though they got those horses you talked about. They're really good on defense, obviously, so they can They could be conservative. I would look for this for Miami to be in their second week in a row in the college football playoffs to be in a low-scoring, more conservative approach. It's more about who makes the mistakes than it is who makes the big plays. And now, the game may dictate something different than that, and there may just be better horses in the stable at Ohio State than there is at Miami or vice versa. But right now, I would suspect that this is going to be a low-scoring game. Everything's going to be played tight to the vest.
That's how both teams have played.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I don't – well, I like Miami getting 9.5.
Yeah. Yeah, that is – yeah, their defense, we saw them – sorry, Tyler – at College Station hold that offense down. And they play their defensive line, their front seven is really, really good, Miami. I could see that being a low scoring game because when they have played really good teams with really good guys, they've been that way with Indiana and Texas as well. All right, the Orange Bowl. It kicks off the New Year's Day games. Oregon at Texas Tech, which will be in Miami. My biggest question in this game, Clint, is Texas Tech, have they been tested enough in this thing, right? They've got three wins against top teams, and it's two teams. It's Utah and it's BYU. Outside of that, they don't have a lot of big tests on their schedule. And that, to me, is the concern. Will this feel, because Oregon's got some dudes out there, will this be a step up from the competition they've been seeing?
Well, I think every year, whoever comes out of the Big 12, unfortunately, it's just a reality, no disrespect, but whoever comes out of the Big 12, and really the ACC, if we're being honest at this point, but the Big 12 is going to be doubted. It's going to be, the storyline's going to be, hey, man, have they been tested? Hey, can they handle the big dudes, the bigger programs that are year in, year out in the hunt for a national title? Can they do that? And look, I think Indiana's the same way. Now, they proved on the big stage in the Big Ten championship that they can stand toe to toe with them in a conference championship. Now, can you do it for four straight? Right? Can you do it for three straight or whatever, however many it's going to take? You know, we'll see. The bigger question here for me is with Texas Tech, as you mentioned, are they for real? Have they been tested? But hell, personally, I ain't seen a couple snaps of Oregon, and I've seen mock drafts that got their quarterback being the first quarterback taken. Yeah. So I'm anxious to see.
They played a tight one with Indiana.
Yeah.
And that was their, and I remember that Penn State game before Penn State completely fell apart. That was at that time two top five teams, so that was a big win for them. They're a little bit more tested, right? You could say, all right, they've played the number one team in the country in Indiana. So they've got a game against, and we've seen them play against teams like USC's got good talent. Texas Tech, like you said, that Big 12 is just, it's just different right now. And BYU and Utah are the only other teams in that conference that you look at. And we'll see. Because they have been really, really good. And a lot of experts love Texas Tech and have loved Texas Tech all year long, and their defense, but their defense is really for real, and they got a little bit more healthy at the quarterback position. All right, the Rose Bowl, Alabama and Indiana. Indiana, the number one team in the country, undefeated. They are a 7.5-point favorite in this game. Should number one Indiana be on serious upset alert?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think they, like I said earlier, they proved a lot in the Big Ten championship game for me. No more disrespecting them. This is about Alabama. I think Alabama is potentially the best team in the field and potentially could get blown out by 20 plus. Ty Simpson is as good as there is in the field when they protect him. And when you look at their pass catchers, I mean, Ryan Williams last year was one of the best players.
He can't catch nothing.
I mean, he ain't on the field half the time. I had a damn over bet in catches. I needed 3.5 catches out of his ass.
He probably dropped
last
two.
Week. Yeah, I mean, it's wild, man. And you think, well, that would hurt him. Well, no, they found two, three more guys. So, you know, I think in Alabama being tested last week in Oklahoma, going on the road, getting down 17-0 and coming back against that defense, one of the best defenses in football, right there with A&M's defense. They came back and won that thing and won it in an impressive fashion. So Alabama is the wild card here, man. I think I know what we're going to get out of Indiana. But Alabama could go out there and just be a far superior team with more speed And I know the other kid won the Heisman, but I think Ty Simpson's got a higher ceiling. So
yeah, they don't really overpowered. Like when you watch them,
yeah.
Like I said, they went on the road and beat Oregon. They beat Ohio State at home. They had that, you know, their real tight game against Penn State, yep. That crazy game.
Indiana, you're talking about.
Indiana, yep. But they don't just...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Overpower teams, right? Like, yep. they're good. They're solid all the way around, but you could see a team like Alabama, because Alabama, they got better dudes. Now, I don't know if they're as well coached or as experienced as these guys are, but from a recruiting and talent standpoint, they've got better dudes. So we'll see. Last year, Clint, all four of the teams that had byes lost, and I get the feeling with Georgia, Indiana, Ohio State, and Texas Tech. Now, this did get shifted a little bit. I get the feeling that won't happen this year.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope not. I mean, it's but that long layoff, man. What was it? Was it?
It has been a long stretch.
Yeah, I mean, there's 10. There's gonna be 10 or 11 days between the first and second round, and then the teams that got the bye didn't play for another 6-7 days before that.
Luckily for them, they at least played in conference championship games. Yeah. So they did play a couple of weeks ago. But, that's the latest. As this thing gets started, and now over the next few weeks, man, it's about to get real, real good in college football, the best time. And you got good teams, whatever matchups happen, are going to be good ones.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.